twisted round in the reverse way to a European's. He was short of stature, and still shorter of English. In conversation he made numerous odd noises, of no known marketable value. And his infrequent words were carved and wrought into heraldic grotesqueness. Holroyd tried to elucidate his religious beliefs, and especially after Whiskey lectured to him against superstition and missionaries. Azuma Z, however, shirked the discussion of his gods, even though he was kicked for it. Azuma Z had come, clad in white but insufficient raiment, out of the stokehole of the Lord Clive, from the Straits settlements and beyond, into London. He had heard even in his youth of the greatness and riches of London, where all the women are white and fair, and even the beggars in the streets are white. And he arrived, with newly earned gold coins in his pocket, to worship at the shrine.